Today we're going to be doing Megillah Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. We left off in the first wide line, so we were discussing how you can tell certain things about a person by whether it mentions their father together with them. Meaning, if it mentions Shmo V'Shem Aviv, we mention the name of the Navi and the name of his father, so we know that his father was also a Navi. If it says the name of a guy, the name of a Navi, but not the name of a city, so it means that a city must have been Yerushalayim. So along similar lines, B'Masni Sotan, again, first wide line, B'Masni Sotan, we learned in a Braisa, Kol Shema'as of Stumin, U'Maisei Avos of Stumin, or Kol U'Maisei Avos of Stumin. If you have a situation where a person, we're not told much about a person's life, whether he was a good guy or a bad guy, and we don't know much about the person's father, whether either he was a good guy or a bad guy, and then the Torah tells us about one of them something good, kigon, like for example in the pasuk where you have Dvar Hashem Asher Hoya El Tzafanya Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. So we don't know much about Kushi, but we know Tzafanya was a Navi because it says Dvar Hashem came to Tzafanya. Biyadua, then you know Shu Tzadik Ben Tzadik, that his father was also a Tzadik. If it tells you his name and his father's name, and you know something good about him, it must be his father was a Tzadik too. V'kol Shapir L'cha Akasav Be'echman L'Ganai, but if we don't know much about a guy or his father, and it tells us only one negative thing about one of them, Kigon, for example, Vayi B'chodesh Shvi, Bayi Yishmol Ben Netanya, Ben Elishama, Biyadua Shu Rasha Ben Rasha. Like the Pasuk talks about Yishmol Ben Netanya Ben Elishama, who killed Gedalia. So we see that he was a Rasha, but then the father that's associated with him is also a Rasha. Amar Rav Nachman, Malachi ze Mordechai. The Gemara is going to have different opinions of who Malachi was, the Navi Malachi. So first opinion is that Malachi is Mordechai. V'lama nikra shmo Malachi, shoyo mishnah lemelech. Why was he called Malachi? How did Mordechai get the name Malachi? Because he was second in command to the king. So that's where he got the name Malachi. Meisvei, the Gemara asks, is it true that Malachi is Mordechai? Baruch ben Neriyo, Sraya ben Masya, v'Daniel, u'Mordechai, Balshon v'Chagai, Zechariah, u'Malachi, kulon esnavu b'shnash tayim l'dar yavesh. Pasuk describes on a list of people Mordechai, and then separately it says Malachi on the same list. Makes it sound like they're not the same person. Tiyuftas, that's a bam kasha. That's a must not be. Not Mordechai is Malachi. Tanya, Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, Malachi is Ezra. No, you know who Malachi is? Malachi is Ezra. V'cham marmim Malachi shmo. And the Chum say, what are you talking about? Malachi is a guy. His name is Malachi. He's not Mordechai. He's not Ezra. He's Malachi. It's most logical to assume that Malachi is really Ezra. Malachi, who's the one that designated that separated Nashim Nachrios that this pasuk could be talking about? Ezra. Must be that it's talking about Ezra. Because the pasuk says Vayan Shechanya ben Yechiel mibnei Elam Vayomer la Ezra Anachnu mal nebelakedu v'noshav Nashim Nachrios, that we rebelled against God and we got together with Nashim Nachrios. So you see that the one that related to the Avera of Nashim Nachrios was Ezra. So the pasuk that describes Malachi doing so must be an indication that Malachi is really Ezra. Main point number one, three opinions of who Malachi was. Mordechai, but we reject that one. Ezra, or Malachi was himself. This is actually main point number two. I think we did main point number one at the end of yesterday's shiur. So those are the three opinions of who Malachi was. Tad Rabbanan, says Gemara, we learned in a Braisa. Arba Nashim Yafyafel Sayu Ba'olam. There were four beautiful women that existed in the world. Four most extraordinarily beautiful women that existed in the world. Sarah, Avigail, Rachav, and Esther. Sarah, Avigail, Rachav, and Esther. Ulman Yamar Esther Yerakrokes Haisa. And if you say Esther had a green complexion, remember we had such an opinion earlier in Daf Yud Gimel that Esther was greenish, Mapik, and still people liked her for some reason. People still found Chayin. They still thought she was fantastic. Mapik Esther Uma'el Vashti. Then you would have to take Esther off the list because she couldn't have been too beautiful, but put Vashti on the list. Tan Rabbanan, Rachav Bishma Zinsa. Rachav, just by saying her name, it causes people to have lewd thoughts about her. Ya'el Bekola. Ya'el was not quite like Rachav, but just by her voice alone, it would cause people to have thoughts. Avigail Bizchirasa. Avigail, it would be a little more, you'd have to remember her. And Michal Bas Shaul b'ri'iyasa. But by Michal Bas Shaul, you actually have to see her in order to think about her in that way. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Kala Omer Rachav Rachav Miyad Nikri. Anyone who ever says Rachav Rachav just mentions the name of Rachav twice, immediately will become a Balkeri. He will immediately have Shichva Zara come out of his body because he's going to be so taken by Rachav. He's going to be so aroused by Rachav just by hearing her name. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, "Ana'a mina Rachav Rachav v'lo echbat li." What are you talking about? Rachav 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 Rachav. You see, nothing's happening. I could say it all day long; nothing will happen to me. Amalei kika mina b'yodu b'makira. The Gemara says, "No. What we mean is, if you happen to know her and you know what she looks like and you recognize her, so then just saying the sound of saying her name alone would be enough to cause shichva zera to come out of a person, enough to make a person a valkyrie. If you don't know her, you could say Rachav 1,000 times, but you don't know what you're talking about. So then it's not going to cause any." Sort of problem like that. Main point number 3. 4 beautiful women. Sarah, Rachav, Avigail, and Esther. The Braisa adds Michal. And some take off Esther and add Vashti. Continue Dash the Megillah. Mordechai Yodos Kol Asherna Aseh. My Omer, the Pasuk says, Mordechai knew everything that had happened, and then it says, Vayikra Mordechai es begadav, he tore his clothing, Vayilbash sak ve'efer, and he wore sackcloth, and he goes out into the city, Vayizak za'aka gadol u'mara, and he cries out. So it says, Gemara cried out, what? What was he saying? So Rav Amar, Gavel libo shel Haman me'achashverosh. He was crying out that that Haman has overpowered Achashverosh. Haman had more audacity and more gaiva than Achashverosh. Shmuel Amar, Gavel malka ilah mi'malka tasa. He was saying that the upper king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has overpowered the lower king, has overpowered Achashverosh. But really what he meant was the opposite. As Rashi points out, kinoihu. That's really just an expression, but he didn't have the chutzpah to say that Achashverosh is overpowering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Achashverosh is taking center stage over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said it the opposite, but he really meant it in that way. So he really meant it in a dejected way, that it looks like Hashem is ki'ilu kaviyachul powerless over here. Vatischalchel amalka, my vatischalchel, what does that word mean, that the queen became vatischalchel? So I'm a Rav, she pierced a nida. Rav says it means she became a nida. Rabbi Yirmiyam amar shuhutzrul linikveh, it means she had to go to the bathroom. Vatikra Esther laseich, so Esther called to haseich, amar Rav, haseich zed Daniel. That's a reference to Daniel. V'lamanik rishma haseich, why is he called haseich? Shechatchuhu migdulaso, because they cut him off from his position of prominence. They had fired him from his position of prominence. That's why he's called Hasach. No, it's the opposite. He's called Hasach because everything is decided based on his word. Everything is nechtach, it's cut. It's all decided based on his word. Ladas mazev yal mazev, to find out what's going on. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shalchalo Shema Avri Yisrael Chamishachem Shaitara Dechsev Behen Mizau Mizayim Ksuvim. So they sent a message to him. Why is this happening to the Jewish people? Did they violate all Chamishachem Shaitara about which it says Mizau Mizayim Ksuvim? The Chamishachem Shaitara were written on both sides of the Luchos. Vayagidu l'Mordechai es divrei Esther, so they told Mordechai what Esther had said. Vilu ihu lo azal l'gabe. Now Daniel didn't go actually deliver the message. Mikan shein meshivin al kalkala. Important concept. Ein meshivin al kalkala. We see from here that we do not respond by promoting or by sharing bad news. We don't want to share very negative news. So main point number 4, I guess this is, Daniel didn't want to be meshiv ala kalkala. Daniel didn't want to share the very bad news, okay, of what was going to be with the Jewish people. Leich kenosas kol yudim, the Megillah continues, ada shalok kadas, amar Rabbi Abba, shalok kadas hayeshe b'kol yom yom adakshav ba'ones, va'akshav baratzon. That up until now, up until this point, every single day, until this point when Esther actually goes into Siach Hashverosh, every single time she slept with him, it was ba'ones, it was against her will. But now she's willingly going to him, so she's willingly going to sleep with him. And she says, ukshar avadati avadati, k'shem shavadati mibes abba, kach ove mimecha. Esther says to Mordechai, you want me to go into Achashverosh, but that means I'm willingly going to sleep with him, which means that I'm going to become usher to you. The halacha is that when a married woman willingly sleeps with another man, she becomes usher to her husband. So Esther was saying to Mordechai, this is going to make me usher to you. Vayavar Mordechai, Amar Rav, Shever Yom Rishon Shel Pesach B'Taynis. Vayavar Mordechai means that the first day of Pesach passed when they were still fasting. Ushmul Amar Da'avar Arkuma Demaya, that he passed over a pool of water. Vayhiba Yom Ashlishi V'Tilbash Esther Malchus, and it was on the third day, and Esther was wearing Malchus, Big Day Malchus Mibayles. Remember, we said that it's supposed to be Big Day Malchus. What do you mean she was wearing Malchus? It should say that she was wearing Big Day Malchus. So now we're going to have the first of eight consecutive statements of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina about the Megillah, where we darsh in the Megillah. Eight consecutive statements of the same person, Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina, before we get to statement number one. Main point number five was Kasher Avadati, that when Esther went to Achashverosh willingly for the first time, she told Mordechai that she will now become usher to him. So now, Amr Blazar Amr B'Chanina, why does it tell us that Esther wore Malchus? Melamed Shalavshus Ruach HaKodesh. This tells us that she was dressed in Ruach HaKodesh, so to speak. Ksiv Hacha V'Tilbash Uksiv Hasam Ruach Lavsha Esamasai. Second statement, Amr Blazar Amr B'Chanina, La'olam Alti Birchas Hedyot Kalabe Enecha. Good concept. Alti Birchas Hedyot Kalabe Enecha. Even the bracha of a simple person or the bracha of an idiot shouldn't be light to you. If someone gives you a bracha, that should be meaningful to a person. Sha'arei, Shnei Gedolei Ador, Berchum Shnei Adyotos. The two great Gedolei Ador were blessed by two fools, by two regular people, in the Skyma Behen, and the bracha came true. Ve'eluhain, and these people were David V'Daniel. David de Barche Arvana. David was blessed by Arvana Hayvusi, the one who sold him the spot upon which we built the Beis HaMikdash. Tichsiv Yomar Arvana El HaMelech. Arvana said to the king, and he gave him, the pasuk continues and tells us that he gave him a very nice bracha. What does the pasuk actually say? It says, Vayomar Arvana El HaMelech Hashem Elokecha Yirtzecha. That Hashem should desire you, Hashem should be happy with you. So that came true. So that was a wonderful bracha. And Daniel, the Barchei Daryavesh, Daniel was blessed by Daryavesh. Tichsiv, the pasuk says about Daryavesh blessing Daniel, when Daryavesh says to him that Elokach di ant palach le bitadira hu yishes vinach, that the God that you're always davening to, he should come and he will save you. And in fact, Daniel was saved. So you see that a bracha of two hedyotos, of two fools, was fulfilled. Third statement of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, Vam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Chanina, Alti kilas hedyot kalabei necha. Even the curse of a fool should not be something taken lightly. Shari Avimelech kilas sara Avimelech curse sara. Hinei hu l'chaksusei naim v'niskayim bezara. And that curse was fulfilled about her children. Vayiki zakan Yitzchak v'techena einav. When Yitzchak went blind, that was the fulfillment of Avimelech's curse, that she was gonna have closed eyes, that her eyes were gonna be covered. So you see that if it gets fulfilled, for even a curse of a fool. Fourth statement, come take a look how different Hashem is than people are. People make a pot and they set up the pot and then they put water in the pot to cook. Hashem does the opposite. He first puts the water in and then he makes the pot. Fifth statement of Amr Blazer Amr Bechanina, Amr Blazer Amr Bechanina, Kala Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, Mevi Gula Liolam. That's a concept. Kala Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, Mevi Gula Liolam. Anyone who says something over in the name of the person who said it, meaning he gives credit to where he had heard it, brings Gula to the world. Shenemar Patomer Esther Lemelech B'Shem Mordechai. Esther told the Melech, not just she told the Melech about the threat to his life, but she said it in the name of Mordechai, and that's what led to the entire Gula, as we'll soon see. Sixth statement now. V'am Rav Lezer Rav Chanina, Tzadik Avad L'Doro Avad. When a Tzadik is lost, the loss is not for the Tzadik, the loss is for the generation. Mashal Adam Shavdalo Margolios. It's like a person loses a precious gem or a pearl. Kol Makom Shehi Margolios Shema. The pearl is fine. Wherever it is, it's a precious pearl. Didn't lose any value. It's great. It's wonderful. Lo Avda Elo L'Baila. But the owner can't find it. So he's the one that's out of luck. But the pearl is totally okay. The Kol Zeh Einen einenu shavali. Amar Reb Lozer, now the seventh statement, based on the pasuk v'kolze einenu shavali, that Haman says when he sees Mordechai, everything is worthless to me. Amar Reb Lozer, Rabbi Chanina, b'shal sharah Haman is Mordechai yoshe b'shar ha-melech. When Haman saw Mordechai sitting by the gate of the king, Amar kolze einenu shavali. He said, all of this is not worth anything to me. V'chimishum, the Bach adds, v'chimishum, dero Mordechai yoshe b'shar ha-melech. Amar Kolze Einenu Shavali. What? Just because he saw Mordechai standing by the sitting by the gate of the king, nothing he had in life was worth anything. Look at Rav Chista. What this must be teaching me is what Rav Chista said. Dam Rav Chista Zeba Bipruzboli VeZeba Biprosboti. That this one comes with wealth, and this one Mordechai came with wealth. That and Haman came with poverty. That Haman sold himself to Mordechai prior to that, many years before that, for a few loaves of bread. So it was a reminder. Seeing Mordechai was a reminder of less fortunate times for Haman, that when he was a poor man and he had to rely on Mordechai. So again, Zeba b'prosboli v'zeba b'prosboti. Amrav Papa v'karile avda d'mizdavin b'talmi. And they would call Haman derisively the servant who was sold for some loaves of bread. So it was a very bad reminder for him. V'kolze einenu shavali melamitcha kol gnozv shalosa rasha chal. When he says all of this is not worth anything to me, it sounds like he was able to point at everything that he owned, because ze always means they were able to point to it. So what's he referring to? Well, how could he point to everything that he owned? This teaches us that everything that he owned, all of his precious gems, were somehow engraved on his heart, on probably on some sort of clothing that he wore in his heart. And when he saw Mordechai sitting by the gate of the king, he would point to this engraving of all this money that he had on his heart, and he would say, all of this money, everything I own, is einenu shavali. Last statement of Amar Reb Lazar, Amar Reb Chanina, v'Amar Reb Lazar, Amar Reb Chanina. Asra Kodesh Baruch Hu li'os hatarah b'rosh kol tzadik v'tzadik. One day God is going to be a crown on the head of every single tzadik. This is the last statement again, that one day Hashem is going to be a crown on the head of every single tzadik. How do I know that? Shenemar b'yom hu Hashem atzvakos lateretz tzvi. On that day Hashem is going to be a crown of glory. Myla teretz tzvi ul'tzvira sefara. What do the words mean for a crown of beauty and for a crown of glory? La'osin tzvion ul'mitzap and tefarto. This means for people who do what Hashem wants and for people who hope for His glory. Yachal akol. You might think that type of malchus is reserved for anyone who does Hashem's will. Tamal domar l'sha'aramo. That's what the pasuk says for whoever's left over of his people. L'misha meisim asmo kishirayim. It means someone who's humble and treats like they are nothing but some leftovers. Then we'll continue from there, I guess, next time. It will go on to describe more people who get this kind of special presence of the Shechina. But let's do the last main point now in Tezvav. Hamad Aleph, the last main point is 8 statements of Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Chanina. 1, Esther wore Ruach HaKodesh. 2, the value of the Birchas Hedyot, the bracha from a fool. 3, the severity of a Kilolas Hedyot, of a curse of a Hedyot. 4, Hashem could put the water, then the pot. 5, say things b'shem Amro, give credit. 6, when a tzaddik is lost, it's only a loss for the generation. Tzaddik doro avad. 7, Haman used to be a servant of Mordechai's, and he had his possessions written on his heart. And 8, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a crown for all of the tzaddikim. Bezras Hashem, next time we will pick up on Tes Vav Amid Beis, exactly where we left off.